Climate change is hurting salmon in the Columbia River Basin. According to a draft report from the federal officials who protect salmon and steelhead, there are several solutions, including breaching the four lower Snake River dams. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
According to the report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, recovering salmon in the Columbia Basin will require a suite of large-scale actions. First on the list is breaching one or more of the four lower Snake River dams. Other urgent actions include improving tributary and estuary habitat, reducing predator numbers, and building fish passage so that salmon can reach cold water habitats above Chief Joseph and Grand Coulee dams. According to the report, these actions will help salmon and steelhead as climate change worsens. One of the main concerns about removing the dams is how to replace the electricity they generate. A second independently commissioned report estimates replacing electricity generation from the dams could cost between $11 billion and $19 billion. The Biden administration did not endorse the actions outlined in either report. However, the administration says it's considering these reports as it assesses long-term plans for fish in the Columbia River Basin. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.